From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Only hours after Russian and Syrian officials confirmed a ceasefire had been extended to Aleppo, opposition politicians said warplanes, either Syrian government or Russian, carried out a deadly airstrike on a refugee camp. This eyewitness to the airstrike says the brutal regime of the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad is a killer of women and children. He said, look here, as he pointed to the rubble. The refugees' camp is 30 kilometers from Aleppo near the border with Turkey. At least 30 were killed. London could be getting its first Muslim mayor. Sadiq Khan, representing the Labour Party, is a 45-year-old former government minister and son of Pakistani immigrants. He appears headed for victory in what British Muslims see as a turning point. In the field of 12 candidates, he was in a tight and often bitter race against the other front-runner, conservative Zach Goldsmith, who is Jewish and the son of a billionaire tycoon. Race was overshadowed by allegations that Khan sympathized with an imam who British leaders, including Prime Minister David Cameron, have described as an Islamic extremist. Nigeria's Navy says militants attacked an offshore facility belonging to multinational petroleum company Chevron, the latest in a spate of attacks in the petroleum-rich Niger Delta region. The attack raises fears of renewed militancy in the Delta, which is, despite being home to most of Nigeria's oil wealth, does remain poor and underdeveloped. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has announced he will be stepping down as his ruling AK Party announces an extraordinary Congress to elect a new leader. Davutoğlu's decision comes amid reports of his growing differences with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones is in Istanbul with details.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoğlu said he'll be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoğlu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President. I feel no reproach, anger or resentment against anyone, he said, adding, no one heard or will ever hear a single word from my mouth, from my tongue or my mind against our President. But in the past few months, there have been reports of growing differences between the Prime Minister and Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S.-based Hua Foundation says a prisoner held in China since the 1989 Tiananmen Square uprising may be released this October. Myonshun Daoshun was a 25-year-old factory worker at the time of the pro-democracy demonstrations and military crackdown. He was arrested, accused of arson for allegedly throwing a basket onto a burning tank. He's now 51 and in poor health and the last known person involved in Tiananmen still in jail. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump campaigned in the state of West Virginia on Thursday, his first rally since rivals Ted Cruz and John Kasich suspended their campaigns for the White House.
It was between me and Hillary. And we really affectionately call her Crooked Hillary, right? Crooked Hillary.
He was talking about receiving the endorsement of a coal organization in West Virginia where he campaigned. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton spoke at a rally of mostly Hispanics at East Los Angeles College in the state of California.
Our next president has to meet three tests. Can you actually help families get ahead and stay ahead? Can you keep us safe? And can you bring our country together? Well, Donald Trump fails all three of those tests.
Hillary Clinton's only opponent, Bernie Sanders, has vowed to stay in the race for president and not to drop out, even though mathematically he cannot get enough delegates to beat Clinton. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.